Hi, Professor Tony DeMauro and class members of Physics 188. My name is Tamara Corey. I'm actually from San Diego. I grew up in the South Bay area, Chula Vista, Bonita, Hilltop, mostly. But I did live in IB, Imperial Beach, for a while in my childhood. My senior year, I actually moved again from Bonita High to Poway High, North County. It was at first a little difficult to adjust, but then it helped me grow as a person and helped me adjust more when I moved from high school to college. So now I'm in college, I'm in my second year, and I did declare my major last year in the spring to kinesiology, emphasizing in pre-physical therapy. I'm actually working in an outpatient orthopedic surgery and physical therapy clinic as their aide, doing all the modality works, which entail the ultrasound, the e-stem and ice, light therapy, even ice massage, all kinds of fun stuff. I enjoy watching the therapists treat the patients and see from pre and post-op operations how the patient recovers and how long it actually takes for an injury to recover. With that said, to go into graduate school, one needs bio, physics, chemistry, all that. So that's why I'm taking physics, so I could try to obtain my goal of becoming a physical therapist. Why is physics important to me? Maybe because it's actually in my everyday life. From waking up in the morning, timing myself, how long it takes me to get ready, and going to school. I know for a fact if I leave at 8 in the morning, I'll be at San Diego State, no rush, in time for my 9 o'clock class. But I know that if I leave any later, I probably need to accelerate more speed in whatever I'm doing, either driving or doing my hair or anything, so I could catch up with the times that I lost being overslept or whatever the case may be. So knowing the distance from my house in Poway to San Diego State is about 34 miles, I know that I need at least 35 minutes to be driving on the road, plus or minus going into the parking lot and actually walking to class. So in the future, I will know how long it takes so I won't be late to class, and I will grow intellectually more, because if I figure out these things on my own without anyone telling me, it will help me grow. Another thing in physics is the problem-solving method that Tony enforces us to use. Problems aren't always about the solution. It's how you obtain it and what you gain out of it that really matters. To me, college is another step in life. Right now, college, I like it. It has a different atmosphere. It's a lot more people. It's a lot different than high school in so many ways. Teachers, pretty much, they don't care about you. And that's reality. Like, they're teaching over thousands of students every day. Why should they care about you? You have to show them that you really want to learn and you want to obtain more knowledge than you came in to. And that's why you should go to office hours. What do I expect from college? Pretty much, it's the diploma at the end. Society tells us that go to college and get your diploma and then you'll get a job. And that's what everyone should expect from going to college. And that's what society tells us, and that's how we portrayed our own selves. just get a diploma, and maybe our lives would be better. And that's the end of my 5-minute documentary of myself.